SBS Radio.
This is Ostentatious, Australian comedy superstar, and I'll be talking with Nitza Lowenstein on this show, and this is a very important show for everybody. Everybody loves this show.
We're starting with the comedy already.
Of course.
Who is behind Ostentatious?
Well, Ostentatious was a fabrication, like the Golem, really, like Frankenstein, that I unleashed in 1981, and the man behind that is Sandy Goodman, and Sandy Goodman is totally meshuggah.
Well, to have a sense of humor like that, you have to have a little bit of mishigas
in
you.
A bit of mishigas, that's right.
That's right. And you grew up in Sydney?
I grew up in Sydney. I grew up in an Orthodox home. My father was a Polish Jew from Lodz, and he was a survivor of the Holocaust. My mother was Margaret Goodman, who came before the Holocaust, luckily. So, but they were both Polish Jews.
So I had the Yiddish mame. Polish Yiddish mame.
Yeah, but she was very Aussie too, my mother, because she came here. She was about 10 when she arrived here.
So what was the reaction of your parents, especially Yiddish parents, when the son comes home and he said, "I'm not going to be a dentist, I'm going to be a comedian"?
Well, they weren't surprised, because between dentist and comedian, there was about 90 other occupations that I was interested in. So that was the culmination of years of searching for something that would interest me. I've always been interested in the arts. As a kid, I was interested in Torah and Tanakh, etc., but I was also interested in the arts. So when I went to university, I did dentistry for a little while, but then I changed to fine arts, political science, and that's where I started, becoming a more formalized exponent of the arts. And so I became a filmmaker. I went to the film school, the National Film and Television School, and I studied direction and cinematography. I did many things that were related to the arts. I was the photographer for Honi Swa on the Sydney University campus. Rather than go to lectures, I took photos of Germaine Greer and Taj Mahal, etc. So I don't think it was too much of a shock when I decided to move into stand-up comedy.
I must tell you, I knew your mum, your late mother, Margaret Goodman, and many of our listeners will probably still remember Margaret Goodman. She was very proud of you. She was always telling me about you. So I knew behind the scene about Sandy, about Ostentatious.
That's what mums should be, shouldn't they? They should be proud of their sons. I was proud of my mum. She was popular in the community.
And tell us about your name, Ostentatious. Where did you get the name from?
The name means ostentatious. It means somebody that's flamboyant, a show-off. Thought it was very applicable to myself. Think it's very appropriate.
We're talking to Sandy Goodman, known as Ostentatious. And you're listening to Shalom Australia, SBS Radio, with Nitza Lowenstein, broadcasting around Australia. Ostentatious, I must tell you, I always thought that to be a comedian, a stand-up comedy, you have to be really smart, because you make it up as you go. You assess your audience and you draw from your audience and you continue. Is that how it happens, or it's all planned in advance?
Most comedians have a set routine, and I have a set routine. I have stuff. I've been doing this for 4 decades. 40 years, can you believe it, Nitza? It's a long time, 40 years. But at the beginning, I was very much formulaic, so I just did it by the book, and I had lots of material, which I still have. I have lots of material. I try to make it fresh for every crowd, so that's a different thing. And it's not all spontaneous, but there's a lot of spontaneity in there, and I work with the audiences. And when I work with Australian audiences, it's different than when I work with Jewish audiences, obviously. Now, I understand the psychology of the Aussie, and so I really give it to them, and I get them involved, and sometimes they get very upset, but that's all right.
And where do you get your jokes from?
Well, the jokes come from, as we've just discussed, they come from what's going on in the room at the time. They come from what's going on in Australian culture. I'm a very big reader, so I read constantly literature, and I read current affairs. So I read the New Yorker every day, I read the New York Times every day, the Sydney Morning Herald, and of course the Jewish News, because what? How would you know when the supper was? If you didn't read the Jewish News, you would go to a function and you would not know whether there was a supper or not.
I don't know if I should call you ostentatious, but I'm actually interviewing you as ostentatious.
Call me that, that's right. I'll call you Nitsa.
My big question is, first of all, are people afraid of you? Because I've been to one performance and I saw how people look sideways, that you don't catch their eyes and ask them and pick on them, like they say.
Well, I like that because it's what I do on stage is theatre, you know, and I like the unpredictability of what I do. If the audience is afraid, that's good. If they're a bit unsettled, if they're a bit challenged, because I like to lift the bar a bit. I like to bring all the cultural references into the show that I possibly can.
When you talk to somebody in the audience and you feel that he's really shy and uncomfortable, do you continue or you leave that person alone?
Well, I don't know. Is that a loaded question? I'm not insensitive, but I do love to. I mean, I don't think that giving somebody that's shy a little bit of a hard time is going to send them to psychiatric help. I do it really gently, actually, you know, to be honest, you know, it's just a comedy show. It's just entertainment. It's not firing squad.
No, but I've seen that some people are really scared that you're going to ask them anything.
Well, that's good.
Talking about being offended at the show, did it ever happen to you that you made a faux pas, you made a joke that wasn't appropriate, or you talked about something that you felt that afterwards you found out wasn't really appropriate?
Every comedian does that. Every comedian makes faux pas. I think I've made much more than the average. I've been attacked on stage in many places in Australia. I've been bashed up in places. I have to run away sometimes from the show, and I love all this stuff. I love all the ups and downs and the shaking it up. People want to know more about me. There is a book out there about me. It's called Ostentatious Merchant of Menace, and it is a really good book, and there are people at the moment that might be turning it into a series, like the Molly Meldrum thing and the Olivia Newton-John. So if people want to have a look at it, you can get it on Amazon as an e-book, I think, and it's only $16. And also, with the book, you get a supper ticket.
I know there is a performance coming in Bondi, the Bondi Theatre, part of the Bondi Theatre Company. Tell us about it, please.
Well, this season, there's a three-week season of the Bondi Theatre Company. David Spicer is the coordinator, and he's an ex-ABC journo, and every year he puts on several different cabaret shows under the framework of the Bondi Theatre Company. He asked me whether I would, you know, come down and do something there. And it's not so far from home, and they promised there's going to be a very big supper. I agreed, and I'm doing three shows in this three-week season. He's got many other very accomplished people working there. He's got a play there called Bondi Legal, which is written by a Jewish fellow called Lomberg. He's got many different performers.
So what are the dates?
The first date for the show is the 5th of October. That's a Saturday night between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the second show is the 13th of October. And the third one is on the 24th.
Ostentatious, lovely talking to you. Good luck with your show.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.